from WUWF Public Media.
South for Winter is a Nashville-based trio with a totally eclectic sound. In 2023 alone, they were named an official band for the South by Southwest Festival and finalists for the International Acoustic Music Awards. Their performances have been described as folk blues, folk jazz, and folk classical. South for Winter was recorded at WUWF's Studio A.
It's great to be here.
Thank you so much for having us. We're going to play a few songs, and we're going to start with a song called Twine. This is the love story of a beaver and a sparrow. Unfortunately, it does not go well for the beaver.
Damn.
Darling, you will go. I wish you would stay. I've made a little home of sticks and clay. Don't let it wash away. Darling, I will love you even when you leave. I can hear the wind running through the trees. Don't let it catch your wings. For underneath the night skies, underneath the pines, I hold you, my darling, with a bit of twine. But it don't make you mine. Underneath the darkness where we lie, we pretend that it won't soon unwind, for I am not your kind. Darling, I can't fight, just bury it in sand. Hold back all my love, build up this dam. You'll knock it down. Underneath the night skies, underneath the pines, I hold you, my darling, with a bit of twine. But it's oh so fine. And underneath the darkness where we lie, we pretend you don't long for the sky. For I am not your kind, kind, kind.
Ooh, no, I'm not your kind. In the morning light,
your skin against mine, but sweet is the time spent learning its lines. Take off your leaving shoes, we've got nothing but time to lose. All I wanted to, baby, is love you. All I wanted to, baby, is love you. Leave your worries scattered across the floor. They can wait a day or more.
Hush, little darling, when your words fall short, let your touch do all the talk.
Take off your leaving shoes, we've got nothing but time to lose. All I wanted to, baby, is love you.
South for Winter from our Studio A at WUWF. Two very different tunes there. I like that. You know, you got a cello here, real jazzy. What do you guys do? I mean, you know, like in general, how do you describe yourselves?
We, our biggest mantra is happy folk and murder ballads.
Oh, cool.
So, but we have an array of things in between. We do like a lot of different genres.
Yeah.
So the funniest thing is our first album, Luxembra, a lot of people have complimented the eclecticness of it. And we were like, that wasn't purposeful. That was just that we like a lot of different kinds of music.
That's just you. Yeah.
It was definitely like when Danny and I first started writing together, we didn't really have an ambition of this as a project. It was just we wanted to write music that we wanted to write.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So it was kind of like the first album was the culmination of what we had written together. And then we tried to come up with a theme for it because we realized it was so stark contrast from one end of the spectrum to another, where we liked playing jazz,
yeah,
but we also liked writing murder ballads. And so that meant that we had a lot of more blues and heavy influence come into that as well. So on that first album, we went as big as we could and threw everything at the wall and figured out what would stick. So we're trying to be a little bit more focused on the second album.
Yeah, distilled is the word I keep trying to use when we get back.
Oh, there you go. I like that, yeah.
A more focused, distilled version of what we discovered creating that first record, going through every possible option, trying every possible tool we could use, and this time around, I think we have a better idea of what we actually want.
Really? Okay. I like that concept, you know, distillation of your overall big picture, and it kind of focuses down and gets narrower and narrower. I like that.
Absolutely.
I like your sound. I mean, you know, what I've heard is
Thank you.
You guys are incredible.
This is what three kids with ADD sound like, right? It, a whole bunch of creative focus being thrown about and then forced back together.
Now, as long as you're talking, why don't you introduce everybody?
Sure. The lovely lady in the middle is the lovely Danny Stone. To her left is her lovely husband, Nick Stone.
And, gave away the secrets.
I know, right?
We like to leave them guessing of who's married. We often joke that these two are married, and we see who in the audience.
You look at which.
Yes.
We watch the reactions to see how people react to that.
Yeah, it's convenient with a name like Danny or Alex. You know, Danny could be a guy's name, so could Alex.
It's a mystery.
Alex could be a girl's
name.
That's
right.
You never know.
Alex could be a guy's name.
So we have Danny, Alex, and Nick.
Yes.
Okay. And you're the one, Nick, with the great accent.
Oh, you're too kind. Yeah, I'm from New Zealand originally, and Danny's from Colorado, and Alex is from Michigan. So
wow.
It's kind of a weird origin story. I met Danny in South America down in Peru many years ago, and then she dragged me to Nashville at some point. And
he dragged me to New Zealand
first.
That's
true. She
dragged did. Is a strong okay. word because it's New Zealand. But we started.
Nashville was pretty fun to end up in as well. And that's where we ended up, you know, meeting Alex. And we were just, we'd been playing out as a duo and writing songs together. And then when we met our third member here, it was kind of like, I guess we're a band now, you know? Like it just kind of changed the way we thought about the compositions.
Wait a minute. Now, you met Alex in New Zealand?
No, in Nashville. Sorry.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Just Nashville. In like the first month of living there, we posted on a local Facebook group called Young Entertainment Professionals looking for a graphic designer, and he responded saying he wasn't one, but he played cello and was curious if we'd be interested. So we called his bluff, and he came around for a few drinks and put a pasta, and we played music till probably 2 a.m. or something.
Oh, that was a good night. Yeah.
Really? Yeah, that sounds like a fun night.
Yeah,
it was almost 6 years ago, which is pretty wild that we're all still good
together,
friends,
yeah.
living
yeah.
in a van together half the year.
Yeah. That's the amazing part. You travel in a van and you still speak to each other.
Yeah, they haven't killed me yet. Not for lack of trying.
The secret's bringing a dog on the road. You know?
Oh, do you have a dog? Seriously?
Oh, yeah. We don't have one with us on this run because we're only doing a couple nights, and Alex's wife is taking care of the dog.
Yeah.
But no, we
Shout
do typically drive with our river dog. And she last year went out to all four corners of America, even up to Canada. And
Yeah,
I think the joy that dogs have is what you need on the road. You know, you wake up and it's hard to not be happy when you have a dog smiling at you.
They're eager to go. You know,
exactly.
let's go. You know,
yeah.
Get this thing moving.
Forces us to get out on hikes as well, so we stay active as well.
Yeah.
Now, how does the songwriting work? Does like one of you come up with an idea and you all collaborate, or how do you do it?
It's definitely a collaborative effort. I would say that Danny is the core songwriter. I used to think I was a songwriter, and then I realized that every time I handed her a song, only like two lines remained typically. So,
really great two lines.
Yeah. So I like to work on the music side of things. I might take a riff to her, or she might have a melody already lined up or a part of a song.
Yeah. Usually Nick and I will craft the core of the song together and then bring it to Alex, and we kind of compose it all together as a three piece. Usually I'll do more of the lyrics, and Nick and Alex will do more of the instrumental beds.
And in the live scene, we break things up usually by frequency spectrum. So Danny has more of the higher end. I'm in the middle, and Alex is in the bottom.
Oh.
So he's more covering the bass frequencies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It helps us sound like a bigger band with three people.
You do have a very big sound for a trio.
Oh, thank you.
I have to admit. Yeah.
Thank you. We've been working on it for a few years. Over the years, especially during the pandemic, we would just sit down and look at our live setup and be like, all right, what's missing? All right, do we need a kick to drive it? So Nick on the kick, we need to cover this spectrum, get me on the mandolin, things like that. So over the years, we kept adding things to flesh it out.
And I don't think we're going to stop. I think we'll continue adding things.
No.
Yeah, keep adding. Yeah, mm-hmm. The bigger and bigger sound. I'm all for it.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll be Cirque du Soleil in no time.
South for Winter is the name of the band we're talking to, the trio, Danny, Nick, and Alex. You guys got two more songs you can do for us?
We do, yeah. We're actually going to play the first song that we just released off our sophomore album of Sea and Sky. It's an upcoming concept album, and you can guess what the concepts are by the name. So this one's called Something in the Stars. I went down where the mountains spoke to the skies. You sang melodies I learned to harmonize. And when it came time to leave your arms far behind, when it came time, I placed my love on the line. Ooh, something in the stars. Ooh, shifted in the dark. And time was all ours. We crossed oceans like birds that search for a home. Couldn't find it in all the faces I know. So when it came time to leave your arms far behind, when it came time, I placed my love on the line.
Well, you mentioned murder ballads, so I think it's probably time for one of those. That's the happy folk. Well, picture being in Utah, and was it the 1800s, or are we going further back?
Cowboy era is where we're going back to. I grew up in Colorado, so I grew up with all of the ghost riders in the sky and all of the country cowboy songs, so I've always loved that imagery and all the stories and all those movies. So this is one of the first songs Nick and I wrote together, and it's about a gunman in the Wild West, an outlaw, going around and causing havoc and doing outlaw things until karma comes back around and he finds himself face to face with the hangman's noose. This one's called 10 Black Crows.
Any final words?
Our guest for this episode of Acoustic Interlude Sessions has been South for Winter. All performances and interviews were recorded in the studios of WUWF Public Media. I'm John McDonough. Be sure to subscribe to Acoustic Interlude Sessions on your favorite podcast platform.
WUWF Public Media.